In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Each of us is a particular person, a particular limited human being. But we have a divine calling. And because we are specific individual human beings, when it comes to our spiritual life, our life is shaped more by the struggle than it is by the victory. All of us want to have the victory of our spiritual lives. All of us want to be able to see that we are making progress along the ascent to perfection. But that just isn't the way things are for us. It's necessary for us to take the particular actions of our lives and have them become opportunities for spiritual struggle where we share the victory of Christ. The victory has already been won. Christ is the victor. He has triumphed over sin, over suffering, over death. And how he did that is here before us in the center of the church today, because it was by the cross. By dying on the cross in our full humanity, but also being fully God, he made a path for us through death. And so if we are going to follow him, we follow him knowing that he has the victory, but we have to go through the struggle, because it is the struggle that changes us. Before Great Lent, we looked at the icon of the Last Judgment, and there are certain things that we saw. And one thing that is central today is the fact that at the center of the icon was the cross, and we said that we were about to begin by asking one another for forgiveness. And in the icon below the cross, there was a scale. And as this is an icon of the Last Judgment, our sins and good deeds are being weighed. It's a matter of the sheep and the goats. And the standard is, how have we dealt with others? So there is a struggle involved. And all of us know that during the course of each of our daily lives, we are engaged in this spiritual struggle. And yet the victory has already been won. But then on the other hand, when it comes to our spiritual lives, we see that there is this constant struggle between temptation, whether or not it's going to overcome our love of God, our love of others. That's the basis upon which we are weighed, remember. The shaping of our lives comes by spiritual struggle. Today, at the center of Lent, and that's what this is. This is the end of the third week of Lent. There's 6 weeks. At the end of the sixth week, Lent will be over. We'll have the resurrection of Lazarus and the beginning of Holy Week. There are only 3 more weeks left to Lent. There are 3 weeks behind us. We are at the center. The cross is at the center. We said at the beginning this is where we were going, and here we are. Here is the cross. Something that we have to be faithful to. It involves a spiritual struggle. As members of the priesthood of all of the faithful, we have a life of spiritual effort and struggle in order to maintain our loyalty and oneness with Christ, who is the victor. And I'm engaged in the same spiritual struggle. So is the bishop. So is the metropolitan engaged in the same spiritual struggle that all of us are engaged in as members of the priesthood of the faithful. Faithful to Christ, to all of the members of the church across time, and to all of us. So that it's not just a matter in our spiritual lives of just our own isolated effort. In our hearts, we are committed to Christ, to love him, to place him first in our lives, to be brokenhearted when we fall away and we do things that are unworthy of our royal priesthood. Royal because we have an ability through Christ to rule over our passions. Our passions don't rule us. We rule our passions. This is how we are created to be, and this is how we are in Christ. It's a struggle for us to be formed in his image and likeness, but we never betray him completely. We never despair. When we come to the sacrament of confession, we don't confess failure. I have failed. I have done that sin that I ought not to do. I have failed again. Forgive me. That's not the way to go about it. We confess that we are continuing to struggle, that we haven't lost faith, that we haven't lost hope. We are coming to confession to return to the priesthood of all of the faithful and to take up our cross again of living at one with God through Christ. When we get absolution, we are absolved of the fact that we have done what we did, and we start fresh again. But no priest can absolve us of our priestly responsibility to die to sin, to struggle. Not a once and done thing. It's something that we are engaged in throughout our lives. But we can have absolute and complete confidence that not only can this be done, it's done all of the time by Christians everywhere. Everyone, on any particular occasion, when they are tempted and turn to God rather than falling into that temptation, that particular time, their triumph is the triumph of Christ. It is the triumph of the cross over sin and suffering and death. And gradually we are molded. Gradually we are changed. We don't have to worry about doing it absolutely right every particular time, so long as we never give up hope, so long as we continue to struggle, so long as our effort is to be like Christ. We know struggle against the temptation that the devil puts into our hearts to despair. You are not good enough. You are like this sin, dark. That's your nature. Despair. Go to confession if you want. Confess how terrible you are. God will forgive you, you miserable, totally corrupt individual. That's not what we believe. We are never in that kind of condition. And so let's reject that demonic egotism that causes us to despair. As we fall down before the cross of Christ, we know that we are falling down before the symbol of the absolute conquest of all that is dark, of every kind of death, every kind of suffering. None of these things can overcome us because the victory has already been won. And it is for us to be shaped into his image and likeness by knowing in our hearts that that victory has been won and that we share in the victory of Christ constantly and regularly, more and more and more, to the greater extent that we abandon fear in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.